This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, June 18th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today we have the big boys. The big boys from the Boys and Girls Club Bahamas. I didn't even know they had a Boys and Girls Club in the Bahamas. Everybody in the studio just stare at me like, really? No. I thought that was an American concept. I see it on TV, Boys and Girls Club of the United States of America. So I'm now hearing there's a Boys and Girls Club of the Bahamas. And then we have the organizers and the mentors here in studio. But now I got to step back because I need to understand what the Boys and Girls Club of the Bahamas is about. How long you're being around, right? And what's your objective? Are you all copying from the United States? Is it something big?
No.
Because I see you have a big event.
This is original. Good morning, everybody, and everybody who's listening. The Boys Club of the Bahamas been around from 1998.
What?
Yes, sir. First, it was the St. Martin's Union Baptist Church Boys Club. And then we cannot take a church name into the government schools. The board of directors met. We came up with the name Boys Club of the Bahamas. A few years later, we started working with girls, so we added Boys and Girls Club of the Bahamas. We are in 18 schools, 5 family islands.
You're in 18 schools now and
yes,
5
sir.
Family islands.
At the primary school.
Primary school.
And the primary school.
Primary school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So come on September, we will be going to Fresh Creek Andros to start another chapter down there.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
But what you all do, though? What is the
It's
boys
a mentoring do? Discipline program. Our motto is respect, discipline, and communication. We force the relationship with young men who do not have that father figure, don't have that role model in their life. And every day we go to a school for approximately an hour to 45 minutes. We work with the principals and the guidance counselors. I just want to say a shout out thank you to the Ministry of Education, who allow me to come into the school from them years to now. And by God's grace, we never had no problem, no incident.
And Mervyn Samuel, mm-hmm. CA, having said that, we must give out a shout to our former minister. She's now Minister of Tourism, mm-hmm. Glennis Hannah Martin. There was not one thing we asked of that lady that she would say no to. Not one. She comes to most of our functions.
I got to slow you down. What have you asked the former minister for? So
participation. She has to bless everything we do in the schools.
And the director.
And the director. Yeah,
yes,
and the director,
of education.
And the director of education. Now, mind you, we get no funding from the state.
Mm-hmm.
We get no funding, but the Ministry of Education in particular, they support Reverend Samuel from day one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm still trying to understand and appreciate the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes,
see, I understand the concept now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Okay.
But I have listened to an audience who haven't heard about you, and you say you've been around for 30, almost 30 years.
Yes, sir.
Need you to tell me, give me examples.
March of this year, we do every March, we do the Bahama Host Program with the Ministry of Tourism every year. We have our speech competition, and then we have our
karate.
And the band that we started.
Absolutely.
And so it's a lot of things we try to, and then we have our breakfast program that we do and try to give back to the community with our kids and our executive members.
So you basically do your tour around the various schools that are part
yes,
of your
sir.
Organization.
Mm-hmm.
You do various activities. Ministry of Education have allowed you to access students.
Yes, sir.
And it's for both boys and girls.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Initially boys because, you know, CA, this is where the anti-social behavior, actually how it's set up, the teachers would call Reverend Samuel, look, I have a challenged youngster. Mm-hmm. In my class, we only go up to grade 5 or 6, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Grade 6, okay?
Mm-hmm. Primary school.
Primary
mm-hmm.
school. So she would call him and say, look, I need you to come down here. And this youngster is having some social issues. He's having some discipline issues. And in our motto, respect, discipline, and communication, that's our motto.
Mm-hmm.
So we go right into the school. And then Sammy has Betsy. You want to explain to say who Betsy is?
Is Betsy similar like Black Beauty and Zach?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's exactly who she is. Okay.
Who could tell me about Betsy?
Betsy is a stick that I tote around.
Mm.
And don't beat him with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the concept, knowing that I have this.
Discipline.
And discipline, they say, oh, I don't want Betsy to miss the road.
So that's the rod of correction.
Yes, sir. And I just got a text yesterday, Ms. Wilson at Sadie Curtis Primary School. They want us to come there in September.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And bring Betsy.
So we also changing some stuff when we have our executive board meeting sometime in August. That we can make some changes, looking for more volunteers, serious, committed men. Now, when they come in, they put an application, and we have two police officers who vet them very good, because they get go through the system.
The due diligence.
Let's step back. You're not funded by government. How you guys get money?
Oh, wow. The Bible admonished me, ask and it shall be given. Seek and he shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened. And at this time, I have some good corporate sponsors. Yes, and I will put this on record. God bless his soul right now. One of my number one sponsors was Gus Cartwright from Checkers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I go to him, he say, oh, Lord, Sammy, what do you want again?
Mm-hmm.
And he always write a check to assist the boys program. Thank God to Superwatch, the Agler now,
mm-hmm.
also J.S. Johnson, and Insurance Management.
Mm-hmm.
They help us tremendously.
It's good. Now, you mentioned volunteers. You're asking for volunteers or recruiting new volunteers, but you also say male.
Yes, sir.
What's up with this only male participating?
We're saying, what we try to do, we get the boys with the males.
Yes.
And then we have the teachers in the school who are ladies. Mm. And we pull the men in.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to show them these males.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no, don't come here with no hidden agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in the jokes or kill you quick and I will.
Mm-hmm.
Don't come here with no agenda to mess with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So what we do is that we vet them very good. Let them know what we expect from them. If we go to a school, your lunchtime is 12 o'clock. I want you to be at the school at 11:45
mm-hmm.
to make sure when the guidance council make the announcement, boys club and boys and girls club meeting today, they know a classroom to go to.
Mm-hmm.
They have our booklet to follow our guideline of what we expect from them.
So how do children sign up? Like
they go to the guidance council's recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know sometimes even the school recommend 5 boys. Now, they friends who ain't bad, but they still won't come.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't turn nobody away.
Mm-hmm.
We still allow them to participate, and we go from there.
You brought some mentors who are part of the program right now, right?
Yes, sir.
I want to get them into the conversation on what they bring to your organization. I just heard karate. None of y'all look like y'all can fight.
Oh, listen, right? Listen.
But I want to hear about...
None of us look like we can fight?
I got to
take that one personally.
You had a nerdy name for to get scared. They say I look like you can know how to fight.
Hey, the nerdies are scared of me.
Okay.
All right, so, Clay C4 Phillips, right? I am a black belt. I'm a senior black belt, actually, with personal protection concepts. And we do... self-defense. So it's a mixture of the, you know, karate, kung fu, you know, taekwondo, all of these different things. Our style, Krav Maga would have gotten a lot of that from that. So I've been with Samuel from 2014,
mm-hmm.
Faith United. Used to do martial arts at Faith United ministry, the church auditorium there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as you know, because... just for people to understand, me and Nuri knew each other from years ago. When he was at SAC, you were the secretary for Kiko about the president.
I don't be secretary, man. I just man. I run my house. If I ain't in charge, I ain't gonna be there. No, I can't be secretary.
All right, so you would have been president of SAC at the time.
That makes me right? sense.
Right? And I was the president for KSY for R.M. Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right? Okay. So we would have known each other from 90s, early 90s. Right? So I've always been a part of civic organizations. So once his good friend, who's my uncle, Cecil and Bristol, he would have introduced us and let me know what was going on, because my uncle also knows that I, you know, I'm down for those type of things. And that's how I would have gotten in contact with Reverend Samuel here. And it's a positive program. Anything that's going to be geared towards trying to correct the issues that we have with our young men, initially men and then our children, is necessary. We need more like it. We need more volunteers to come through and really be serious about it, because that's one of the main issues, you know. You have to have people who are prepared to take the time out to actually invest in these children, because it's not as if we're getting a salary, okay? I've never received a stipend, all right? You do this because of the love and because it's necessary, and also because other people did it for you, all right? If it wasn't for people like Roy Davis, mm-hmm. Noel Dillard, those pulling me in, you understand what I'm saying? I wouldn't have been, I would have been far worse than I was. Let's just say that. Okay? Because I feel like I do some things. Yeah. But I'm just saying things would have been far, far worse. Khalil Kalfani and all those different people, they would have pulled, you know, they pull you in and say, okay, you know what? I see a little more in you. Come on, man. Come this way. All right? So you have to do that for these young people in order for us to get to where we need to be.
Yeah. Mr. Williams?
Yes, good morning, good morning. My name is D'Amico Williams from the Bahamas Towing and Salvage Association. Mm-hmm. I'm here partnering with Mr. Reverend Sammy Roll. He's always been there because one thing we are, the young youths love to see is wreckers. They love to see the
pretty lights. I like trucks.
Oh, yeah, any most male like
trucks. I like trucks.
So we always there. He always bring us in when you have the functions and stuff. One of the things that we like to do is come and showcase our trucks and whatever else.
Nice.
And we like to mentor and speak to the younger ones who love, like you say, like trucks, and show them that, hey, listen, this might be a career change if you want to go into this.
So, I like that. Nobody tell me what I could do when I was younger. I like the idea. I said, you could become, yeah, you could correct. Do this. Yeah. We have a caller here, folks, and folks are going to come back to you because you have an event soon. And I want to start talking about the event. But let's go to this caller first. And then you folks start talking about this event because you're having a fun day, a father, children, and family fun day. And I want to hear more about that, which day it is and what's the intent.
But this coming Saturday. R.M. Bailey. Yes, sir.
Let's go to this caller first. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live. You're live, caller.
I trust everybody's doing well.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
This is Terry. You remember?
Terry Cunningham. Yes,
hey,
ma'am.
How you doing?
Bless you. Bless you.
You're still at it. Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
What folks don't know is that we were in the first cohort. You are a certified youth leader, mm-hmm. among so many other things. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Look forward to us partnering again because we did it for so many years. You with the boys and me with the girls. So I congratulate you and your team. Bless you for what you're doing. You're doing a great job. And thanks for helping us. 26 years ago when we were getting started, you were always instrumental in just lending the word and prayers and just giving things to us and handing us over to your sponsors. So you and your team, you're great men and women, and bless you, and I look forward to us working again soon. You have a good one there, CA.
Thank you.
I look forward to my turn. Thank you. You'll have a great day.
Okay.
Testimony.
Good.
Testimony.
Thank you very much, ma'am. That's Boys nice. And Girls Club of the Bahamas presents Father, Children and Family Fun Day, annual fun day. That means you have to do it before. Mm-hmm. At R.M. Bailey Park on June 20th. When is June 20th, folks?
Saturday. This coming
this Saturday.
Yes,
you're having your fair?
Day after.
One day before.
One day. Before Father's Day.
Oh, you remember we're celebrating? Yeah. You don't have any crab out there?
Well, again,
listen, we don't just want to be known for crab.
No, I want crab there.
I
still want my crab and rice.
But see, that is precisely.
You should want more than that. But anyway.
But Brother Phillips, that is precisely the point. Do you know R.M. Bailey on Mother and Date It mm-hmm. with all of the flowers and this and so forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are going to show the whole New Providence that men can do this as well.
Mm.
And to that very extent, we are going to have the greatest show on earth at R.M. Bailey this coming Saturday. The greatest show on earth, my brother.
Junkno.
Well,
Babe Junkno, we invited.
He walked into that, right?
Yeah,
walked
right into that.
Apostle Henry Higgins is going to bring his group there also. We have the police band is going to be out there. We have the defense force band. Even the prison band is going to be out there.
All kind of activities.
Motorcycle displays,
wreckers.
The Honda wreckers, ambulance fire truck, Four Wheelers, the Friends of Distinction, Bahamas Hard Water Association.
It's a big event.
This is a big event.
The Antique Auto Club.
We have the Island Merchant Head. Trailer Head is going to be out there also.
You know those big trailer heads?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the youngsters love trucks, as you said earlier, cars and trucks. Anything that's gonna
pull them in.
Yeah,
so we're gonna have
that's what we're doing.
So you're gonna have all of Aaron Bailey Park there.
All of this, then we're gonna have. I don't know if you can shoot pool.
No, I can't shoot pool.
Now you can shoot marble.
I can shoot marble.
Now hold on now, Mr. hold on. Williams, watch this now. Watch it. You sure you can shoot marble?
I can shoot marble. Some gun.
What?
I'm just saying with all I can shoot.
I don't know how you...
I don't know
what you get from marble to gun, bro. No idea.
If you believe, because you had the hard mode downstairs.
Yes.
If you believe you can shoot marble,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying to them right there. Let me shoot marble.
Listen. I'm not a big marble shooter. I can shoot, but not like Mr. Sammy Rowe. Now, here's the challenge.
What allowance means?
Here's the challenge.
No, what allowance means
in
marble?
I'm going to tell you the challenge.
Go ahead.
Yes. If you or anybody else can beat Sami Rule,
uh-huh.
I will give $150 and Brother Folks would give $50.
I like that.
He has 800 marbles.
Uh-huh.
He has a Steely.
Yeah.
He has his Guppy.
Uh-huh.
He has his Creamy.
Uh-huh.
And his Cat Eye.
All the Creamies. All the names you know.
Yes, so if you could beat him, you got 50 from me and 50 from him.
I'm going to bring my cousin to Miles.
This is on Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. We are marking out.
Yeah.
We're marking out a segment right there.
Sir. Oh, I get excited.
Also, we have a lot of other activities such as hoopla.
I excited.
Pool table.
I excited.
You have checkers. You have the bouncing castle for the kids.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be a whole list of stuff that is going to be happening out there.
You ain't got no food yet, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah, man. Listen, we have the grill competition's going to be there also.
Exactly. So, the grill competition is there. We have sauce out there, sheep tongue, chicken sauce. All right, it's going to be pastries and different things. Yeah, man, food could be out there.
You got to call the list of food. You don't start the food and stop. Just call food.
All the food is going to be there. Plus, we have Public Workers Corporate Credit Union. It's going to be out there to help you save some money.
Mm.
Yeah, because you're more hard.
Yeah.
You'll be waking up with you also.
Mr. Delancey.
Yes.
She's going to be out there with her team.
This is a festival.
Exactly. Yeah. In fact, Dwight said it right there early in the week that, folks, you all need to do this over 2 days.
This is a big thing.
It's a big thing. And it's, the whole idea is the program is a mentorship program for young boys.
Yeah.
Okay? And so we all came up with our partners, only two of them here today. All right? And this good gentleman, the Phillips, he can talk about his actual other part of what he's doing with renewable energy.
Ah.
Yes, sir. They have a tent there to show you how to do hydroponics. And Solo can teach you, buddy.
Yeah. Yes. Anybody who knows Solo to the Google, that's the individual who's been doing all them songs.
Yeah.
Whenever something's come up, he have a song on point.
He's a
member of RECSL. And he deals with hydroponics because RECSL is Renewable Energy Multipurpose Cooperative Society Limited. And we deal with anything green.
Mm-hmm.
Anything green. And our job is to try to get individuals who are doing business to push and promote them. Because it's difficult to get these radio spots. It can cost some paper generally, you understand what I'm saying? So through social media and our links and connections, we assist people with getting their products sold, and we'll get a percentage of that as well, obviously. But we do the solar, we do the hydroponics, we do health products. Right, whether it's health drinks, whether it's the actual herbs, right, the natural herbs and pills and whatnot for you to utilize.
Boy, Brother Phillips, I learned about NFT the other day, man. Yeah. NFT, that acronym is just some mechanic systems where you have a box, a container with the nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
And then that filters through to the seed, and before you know it, you got plants, you got tomatoes, you got strawberries, you got everything. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, definitely. And so we encourage these things because you can do it at home. You know, whether you have a backyard, or if you don't have a backyard, just do it in your living room.
You grow your own food.
But the only way you're gonna know what you're eating is if you grew it yourself,
because
you put the nutrients in it.
So June 20th.
Yes.
What time does it start?
We start him from 10 a.m.
to 6 p.m.
Yes, to 6 in the afternoon.
Let me pause you again. 10 a.m. y'all start setting up the tent or
no.
10 a.m.?
No. The event start at 10 a.m. We'll be there from about 8. Let's say 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, setting everything up. But everything will get started at 10 a.m. and it ends at 6. Well, supposed to end at 6, you know, because it depends. Oh, it depends. They might get lively.
Now, Mr. Nuri, I know you said something like this is going to be a big event. This is coming from my part. You heard it's going to be a lot of tow trucks and wreckers with them. So I advise everybody to try to find excellent parking. I don't need to see Mr. Narika gang on the wrecker going down the road.
I appreciate that.
So I would advise you to find
excellent parking. Excellent. He's a good parking, you know. He's a excellent parking.
Me and Mr. Kelly like this. We cousins.
That's why I say park. See, right over there is a big parking over by the mall.
Yeah.
Park right over there because, you know, after you done get beat with them marbles, I don't want to see you running on the road trying behind
the record. I know the association
president. So you get embarrassed and you got to pay a bill? Yeah, but
no, I know the association president. That's straight.
Okay, all right.
But I also see that you have like hoopla and checkers and dominoes and bouncing castle. Very interactive. How does dominoes fit inside this fair you all have it?
Well, you see, when we look at it, young boys and fathers, young men, that's all they do sometimes with domino and checkers. So we create the game to try bring the men them together. And so that's it. Mind you, a lot of young boys know how to play checkers. Mm.
And
they know how to play domino in school.
And Rev, the new sensation is what? Backgammon.
Backgammon. Right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And we'll revitalize because backgammon was always a sensation.
But a lot of people are just
just now getting back to it. But something that he was speaking about in reference to these games, if you understand something, right, similar to the barbershop, this is how you become a man. All right, because if you can't take the chafing, you ain't gonna be no man. Yeah. So these are the type of games that you get into with men where you really get to test yourself. All right, that mental testicular fortitude. Listen to me. If you're dealing with people who just talk to you bad and treat you bad, I don't care if it's marbles or whatever, you got to be able to come back. You got to be able to come back.
Now, few things are free. I would know if you all be closing this gate and I got to pay to get inside.
No, it's free.
It is free.
Yeah, just walk
free.
Inside?
Yeah, it is free. The only thing we want to bring money for is to buy some food for the hoopla.
All of the vendors, obviously, just, we are there to make money.
Yeah.
So bring your money for that, but it's free. Entrance is free, yeah.
It ain't like the carnival where I got to pay to get inside.
No, sir.
I appreciate that.
There will be the grill competition. They'll be grilling 3 different types of meat. Fish, chicken, and
is it a grill competition?
Yes.
Do you need a judge?
Oh, I know the judge is straight.
We have judges already, but
the judge is straight.
But you can probably see if you can bribe Reverend Sam to be one.
Bribe is such a strong word. I would say convince.
I like to be strong in my words.
Yeah.
Come with some money.
And Miss Brister from Beaches and Park. She does screen show because we on live on stream and she just sent me. She said, "Listen, y'all in here carrying on like this can be something.
It's like a big
carry on.
Mr. Newing, I must give credit to a whole lot of persons who have made this event really. We got some ladies who working in the back, who pushing us as men, to say, go from there. Go right ahead, sir.
I see we have a caller here. Let's have engage the caller. Let me read this text in the meantime. It says, CA, good day to you and your guests. Before I moved to the States, Mr. Rule worked on my house out east. He is an awesome guy. What you was doing to people in my house, Mr. Rule?
He's a certified plumber.
See? Let me go to the caller because my wife has been listening and I was going to say I was a plumber too, but let me leave that alone. Let's go to the caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. We're talking to the executives and the mentors at the Boys and Girls Club. And Mr. Sam Rule is here. Mr. Clayton Phillips is here. Folks. And of course, D'Amico Williams. Go ahead, caller. You live.
A pleasant good morning, Mr. Nuri. And Sparky's here too, but it sounds like he's a beehive of fun this morning in that studio.
Yes,
y'all are having some fun.
Yes, sir.
But Mr. Nuri, I was listening to the Boys and Girls Club stuff. One thing I aim say though, kite flying. Because Mr. Noe, I used to always, every year, me and the pigs used to have kids and kites or kites and gadgets up on the Western Fort for the children of all the Ranfley home and Boys and Girls schools. And we used to pick them up in the gypsies and drop them back. Everything was for them free. Our Coca-Cola used to bring that van on their free sodas. The lodges used to come out there, men and women. Jokono would open it up, and Jokono would close it. And we used to do that every year. But I hear I say, but kite flying too.
Well, well, Sparky, thank you, Sparky, good morning. Good morning. This is
good
Mr.
morning,
Williams.
Sparky. Yeah.
One of the things we wanted to incorporate was kite flying, but the venue is so small for kite flying, we can't incorporate that this year. Next year, when we decide to move to a bigger venue, I'm not really like CA asked if I could shoot marble. I'm more of a fisherman. I like to fish. So that is how I bond with my son and my daughter and stuff. So maybe next year we will be able to do that two-day thing where we incorporate the kite flying and the fishing. But this year we can't do it because the venue is so small. So we want to, but because that is a good art. This is a lost art.
That's correct.
But we can't incorporate it this time. It was in our plans or whatever,
absolutely.
But we can't.
That's correct. And Brother Williams, Sam, we're going to get Sparky. Because I remember that. We're going to get him to manage that part for us. That's a good recommendation, Sparky. We're going to reach out to you because we are going into next year for a much, much bigger event, and we are now thinking already, CA.
You need to have a storytelling booth and tell Sparky, you just talk to the kids. So let's talk about music. Who's your DJ?
Smooth. Selector Smooth.
Yeah, we have Selector Smooth.
That's the DJ for that day.
He knows what time it is. And Solo will definitely touch the mic.
Yes, we have a good DJ who's going to provide us with good music. Then you get the police band will come in around 2 o'clock. Then you got the fence force. And then you get the prison band coming there.
Listen, so all you got is entertainment.
All we can have is fun out there on that day.
Now, I'm somewhat like a celebrity now.
Uh-huh.
Not really a celebrity.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I have the minister number. I have the minister of culture number.
Uh-huh.
And I have the minister of education number. Just in case you want me, call and say, pass for them to pass by, take pictures.
Of course, they're always welcome. Please. But
watch this now. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to use my president authority.
Go ahead.
And to allow you,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see the need for them to come out.
They need a pass.
Please, no pass. Only they need from you is a phone call to be out there.
That's all.
That's my job.
That's your job.
That's all.
Now, if they don't show up, you get fined. You can't.
In fact, Aaron Bailey is near Foxhill. I'll invite my MP.
Yes, do that.
Me and my MP type.
Listen, what one the MP?
But only one good MP.
Hold on. He said Foxhill. He called the area. He said Foxhill.
Okay.
There's only one MP in Foxhill. How much he has now? Come on now.
Honorable Fred Mitchell know me very well.
Okay.
Yes, he know me very well.
I call your name when I call him.
That's no problem. Good. All he can say from Sandlin Primary.
Yeah.
That man there,
yeah.
Samuel Boyd, yes.
Yes.
That ain't a problem. And then the minister for Beaches and Park,
mm-hmm.
Jamal Strong, mm-hmm. he's going to be out there also.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be out there. Yeah. So he give me his word, Mr. Willer going to be out there to really support.
So we expect you to keep your word, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I know it's of course, the Boys and Girls Club of the mm-hmm. Bahamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Father's, Children's, and Family Fun Day. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure. I can bring my daughters them out here, right?
That's why we did say Mr. Nui.
Okay, go ahead.
Father, children, and Family Fun Day.
Children, to make sure.
Because we did a prep breakfast at a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a father and son.
Mm-hmm.
And the father got mad with me because he said, Mr. Rowe, I don't have no son.
I have
only have a daughter. So that's why we use that word
children. Children.
That means boys and girls. So once you come out, you can bring your daughters out.
And you bring my wife?
You can bring, listen.
You don't let me go to bed.
No. Shirley ain't gonna rest.
By myself.
Hold on. You said you were young.
You said. You said. Now said. You run your. You don't run around your house. You carry the garbage. You carry the stuff to the car. Make sure. So then.
I gotta carry my wife.
You have no more minute.
Say no more.
Once you and your wife come there, I have a gift for you and your wife.
That's good.
Now, if you don't tell me your daughter is your wife.
No.
I want you to bring all three of them.
They always,
all four? Before. Bring all of them.
Yes.
Bring everybody.
Bring everybody.
Yes.
And so we have, and then we have the pool table's going to be there to really
like
sick.
Food. Yeah, I just include that into the gift.
Bring it.
I just say, let's let you know.
Include one in the gift. No. You think he's slick. And we try to get him to bring the money for the food. No, we try to get free food.
Okay. I'll say this, right? If you get those ministers who you're talking about.
Of course they come in.
If you get those ministers to come through, yes, okay, we'll sort that out.
Education and culture.
I'll make sure that y'all get themselves.
Yes.
And their group is in charge of the South Store.
From South Store.
Yes, sir. I like that.
But we just want to encourage all fathers and with their children to just come on, let's participate.
Have as a part of your Father's Day event.
Yes, sir. We got the Honda Boys going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Towing Association. We got the Wreckers. Everybody's going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the Anti-Cars and Bahamas Hot Rod Association. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be out there. They bring it. And listen, them fellas, them.
The Honda Boys. The Honda Boys.
Going to be out there.
This is the Honda Boy from Nassau Village?
I don't know where they are.
I know
about
that.
I was going to tell you to make sure that don't worry about soft drinks. Soft drinks will be on sale. There will be slushies, and there will also be other little stuff for the kids. See, you may and the wife may want something from the grill.
Yes.
But you have to give the kids something. So hot dogs and burgers and wings and you name it will be on sale.
Yes.
You could give them some stuff, and then we'll have soft drinks, sodas, Gatorades, and stuff.
Is
waters
it ticket or paying cash?
Paying cash. And then you have the Scout Association also going to be selling some stuff also.
Okay.
They got the Kiwanis Club. They can be doing a pine wood. They can be doing a whole lot of stuff also.
It's a huge event.
So all of our partners.
All of them going to be in the ring.
All of our partners are doing different respective things, okay, of which we can't go into all of them right now. But each of them partnering with us are going to be doing different things.
Food and drinks will be.
And you know, listen, Senori, from 1998 to now, God has been good to us.
Yeah,
from 1998 to now, God has been good to our organization.
Yeah.
And we don't brag about it. We just give thanks to God for allowing us to be a part of a lot of young men's lives who we have touched. All of us have touched somebody's lives in this society with our young men.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sometimes the young men them go astray. But by God, help you try to bring them back.
Just recently, Sam, not knowing the parent of a youngster, tell the story real quick. This just recent.
Yeah, I was working with three young men. The three brothers did not know their fathers, didn't know them at all, their mothers. For almost 3 years, they have, only thing they said to me, Mr. Rowe, continue working with my son. Never met them.
Mm-hmm.
Until he was graduating from Carlton E. Francis School for 3 solid years. And those young men have made themselves a good, one of them, Kenton Marinad, is now a professor in, I think, California. I believe he might be online watching us now. And listen, we have a whole lot of young men who have joined the Royal Bahamas Police Force, the Defense Force, and even the prison, even Custom, I saw them the other day. God has really been good to us. So we even say to our listening audience, keep us in your prayers, that God will continue keeping his hand upon our lives.
A bank, I'm going to call the bank.
Oh, geez, you're making me cry.
Yeah, a teller, D'Amico, real story, came from behind the teller booth, the counter, and saw him online. He tore in line like everybody else and grabbed him and said, are you Mr. Roll?
Sam Roll.
He said, Mr. Roll. And I think he just break down. at that point. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be behind this teller today.
Amen.
Man, let me tell you, if you ain't get good pimples about that story, but we just want to give, let's mentor them. Yeah. They can do it. They can do it, CA. You know, many of these youngsters don't have a father in their life, but the African tradition, the village can grow a child. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about that, man. Mm-hmm.
And the late, and I always say this too, the late Dr. Miles Monroe always say this, a man need a man in his life.
Yes.
Mm. As a mentor.
Yeah.
And Miles Monroe grew up in Baintown, two corners where he used to live, to Dumbledore Corner.
Did he grew up in there. With me?
Yes, sir. So every man needs somebody. Yep. See, us as men, God is going to hold us
accountable.
Yeah. Because he placed us, like you always say, you're the man of your house.
Yes.
But God places us to be that man, that father, that priest, that provider, that protector. Not only for your household.
Yeah.
But to be for somebody to be mentor them.
Yeah.
They need someone just to tell. Let me tell you this story. I went to a government school, and this young boy, he's sitting in the corner. He from different, you know, he didn't want to be a part. I said, "What happened, son? He ain't talking." And then what I said to him, I said, "Let me tell you something. Whatever you might be going through," and he in the sixth grade, I said, "Mr. O, love you today." And you know what he's sitting and he break down and cry. You know why? Because no man
ever told him
he loved him. And you can imagine him. I said, "Boy, come show me some love."
Yeah.
And all he did is just hold him. And he break down in tears because no other man. If I tell you today I love you, Mr. Noe, somebody can think, oh,
Yeah. But like you're gay or whatever.
Yeah. But all I did is show him.
Yeah.
What God has done to me, show me that love, show me that affection, and that's what our young men need today. Someone has to tell them, Mr. Nui, I know what it is to lace a cocaine. I know what it is to smoke dope. I know what it is to sleep in a 4x4 stinking cell with 12 men in that cell because I made one mistake. And my short, God bless his soul, my mother slapped me so hard in that court because why? I was her last concert on Abraham's bosom, and she said, "You have embarrassed me." And I promised her, I will never, ever do that again. She just beat me because why? She had that faith in me. And so us as young men, all we need to do, even as parents, grab your child, sit down and talk with them, and let them know how much you love them, how much you appreciate them. Yes, we can mess up, we can go astray. But reel them back in gradually, and show them the affection and the love that you have for them.
Amen. Amen. So as we wind down, let's remind me, because we're going to take a commercial break, or remind me again of all that is happening tomorrow. No, tomorrow. Saturday.
Man, CA, you so excited?
I'm excited.
Car show, grill competition, hoopla, bouncing castle, checkers, dominoes. And the marble competition. That is going to be the height of the afternoon. For those, anybody out there under our voice who believe that you could beat Reverend Tom Roll. It's a marbles competition. Brother Williams here from the Bahamas Towing and Salvage Association, who has been a great partner to the club, and we appreciate him and his membership to have pledged at $50, and I have pledged $50, so you could come out of there with $100 cash, Brother Phillips.
Yes.
Tomorrow, yes, the Bikers Association, the Antique and the Honda guys. Yeah, just come on out. Just come on out and enjoy.
We're going to have a lot of interesting things for you to come out and view.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be the trucks, the cranes, the trailheads, you name it. Everything is going to be there. You can come out and just enjoy all around, clean fun. That's all we want to do. Make sure everybody come and have a nice time and say, listen, I can't wait for the next year.
What I need y'all to understand as well is that, as he said about next year, this is not something that just started this year. Reverend Samuel Roll, you need to, that's what I'm saying, you need to be letting people know how long this has been going on. For people who don't know, like Brother Nuri, who has never ever heard about Boys and Clubs Bahamas before, let them know how many years we've been doing it.
Yeah, we took a break after 2019, very much, after going into COVID. So we are relaunching, so to speak. This is a relaunch. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we've been around from, like I said earlier, from 1998 to now. I've been a whole lot, traveling back and forth to Family of Islands, establishing the boys' program over there. And it was tremendously. I can't wait for God's blessing on for September, when we launch back into the Family Islands and do some other things, some other schools. And so we just counting on, and then Bishop, I see Bishop Stanford Roll, that's what's up me. He's listening from Southside Cathedral on Soldier Road. Yeah. Him and his boys club is going to be there. Yes, they're going to do a whole lot of stuff. The Bahamas Hot Rod Association and the Public Workers Corporate Credit Union is going to be the Korean truck. Then we have the Public Hospital Authority is going to be there. They give C.A. Newey some blood checking pressure because he keep on saying he in charge. He no better than
boy,
that.
Listen, when we come off this the show right here, boy, I know you could be in for it. You know what I mean?
The wife could deal with you. Wife didn't text me say, yes, I am in charge. She reminds me.
So she is trying to make you feel good. I understand. Listen. Abuse should always take place behind closed doors.
I understand. Let's go to this caller before we go. And thanks very much for passing by again. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Oh, the caller hang up. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I want to thank... hang up. I want to thank my guest here from the Boys and Girls Club. Let me get your full name. The caller, call back. Let me squeeze this caller in before we go, Kermit. Go ahead, caller. Make sure I come back to you. Go ahead. Call you there?
Hello.
Yeah. That's good.
Just want to go ahead and say, brothers in the studio, thank you so much for your commitment. Brothers in the studio, thank you so much for the love. And I really, really wish you all success. And I think in the studio is my good Key Club buddy, Mr. Clayton.
Yes, I'm here.
My good Key Club brother, and it's good to see that a lot of the values that our old boss, Mr. Scooby-Doo, is still living on with you. Thank you so much, my brother.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We'll take this quick commercial break. Thank you very much. Yeah. I want to thank Mr. Sam, Reverend Sam Rowell, of course, Clayton Phillips, of course, Mr. Fox.
Folks.
And of course, Amico Williams. We're going to take this quick commercial break. Guardian Radio AM with CA Newry. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
To the world, he is your dad, but to you, he is the world. Shower your dad with love with a gift from Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, Friday, June 9th through Saturday, June 17th. Save 20% off selected tool sets, luggage, and fishing, diving, and camping gear, except on net items. Shop at Kelly's House and Home on Saturday, June 8th, and if you are standing on the lucky spot, you could win a gift basket for Dad. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Shop Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, June 9th through 17th. Happy Father's Day from Kelly's House and Home.
Guess who's back?
It's that time again for the 30th annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Bring it on now, let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. Log on to peaceonthestreets.com and register.
Come on, everybody, let's go!
That's the Peace on the Streets, where we shoot hoops and instead of guns.
Game time.
Down Home West End Fish Fry Festival presents to you the Mini Pop-Up 2026. It's going down Friday, July 10th at the Garden, Blue Hill Road South and Zion Boulevard. Gates open 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Admission $10. There's going to be music by DJ Rebel, live performances by the Pawn Band and Stevie S. Drinks and food will be on sale. Kung Salad by L&C Kung San. Seafood by S&K on the Bay. And don't forget your fish and panny cake. Come lay low in the gardens at the Down Home West End Fish Fry Festival Mini Pop-Up.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I have like 6 minutes to talk about this, but I'm more like it would talk about this tomorrow. Yesterday, my wife called me and said, Cecil, go to the passport office and put in the application for your passport. I went there. I bring the form. I bring my picture. I bring some identification cards because it's asked for all kind of new things. And I know I was missing like one document. One document is I needed my marriage certificate. That's something new. I didn't know they needed my marriage certificate. And they actually say they need my marriage certificate in order for me to get a passport. I was like, cool, I can bring that back. They look in my file. They had every document I ever had that I applied for passport. I had a total of 6 passports in the past, by the way. This is renewal, right? They look and said, oh, your birth certificate here is old. I need to get a computerized one of some sort. Apparently, they changed the format on that. I said, no problem with that. So I said, I need a birth certificate. I need a marriage certificate, and I should be straight to get this passport. He said, no. He said, what? So I said, what else you need? He said that I can need an affidavit. That's what you mean? I can need an affidavit. I said, sir, explain to me, I need an affidavit for what? He said, no, you can need an affidavit. And I said, I have a birth certificate. I don't need an affidavit. What I need an affidavit for? They had a document in my file showing my father's, because my father didn't have no birth certificate. He born in Auckland. Things is happening in the family island. Everybody knows that. They normally get swearing and affidavit and whatever it is. His father and one of his godparents did an affidavit in this file, because they printed it out for me, had an official government seal on this document with a stamp with whoever notary they put there from 1975, before I born. Swearing that my grandfather had my father that would form as his birth certificate. The gentleman said, this document, even though it is a registered document, they see the stamp on it, is old. I need to have this be notarized from a notary public and have it an affidavit, a sworn statement for it. I said, okay, so what do you want me to do? Because I still don't understand, sir, what you want me to do. This is what he told me. The gentleman told me, I need to find someone who is older than my daddy. My daddy's born 1935, you know. Older than my daddy by 8 years. Who can swear that my daddy was born in Auckland? My dad died when I was 10 years old. I don't know none of his friends from 40-odd years. No. 40-odd years ago. And I said, sir, that don't make no sense. He said, no, it's not there because you need 2 affidavits. I said, 2 affidavits now, sir? And he said, yes, you also need an affidavit for your grandfather. I said, what do you want the affidavit for my grandfather to say? I need to find 2 people who can swear that they know when my grandfather was born in Auckland. Let me tell you this. October 30th, my grandfather will be 120 years old. I am looking for someone who was born 128 years before my grandfather was born so they can write an affidavit to say he was born in Auckland. And anyone who listened to me, who know my grandfather when he was born 128 years old, 28 years, 1916, right? 1916. To call in the show so I can get an affidavit to swear that my grandfather was born. And then anyone who is 80 plus who can swear that they know where my daddy was born, call the show. And then I said, sir, I don't think I can do this. No. This is kind of odd. It's kind of tough. And I'm a Bahamian citizen and you disenfranchising me because I should be entitled to get a passport because I have all these other identification cards for me. And it's not like I never had a passport before. You see that there's a notary stamp on these information there, right? It ain't my fault that you call it old, but these are original government stamped things approved. You can't be disenfranchising Bahamians like that. The man said, if you don't get it, I don't get no passport. I ain't gonna get no passport, you hear? I ain't gonna get no passport because they say my documents is old and that nobody here who's 128 years old to notify to say they know my granddaddy. I need someone from Auckland who about 88, 89, 90 to say they know when Oswald Neary born. That's a load of bull. I gotta have to talk to my MP. I gotta talk to my MP because this don't make no sense. This only because my wife want me to travel with her, because I can stay home. But this don't make no sense, man. I's a Bahamian. I born here. I can trace my family line to 1784. Few Bahamians could do that. And I can say who's my mother, my grandmother, my granddaddy on both sides, and trace straight to 1784 and have people say, yes, that's correct. And they say I am Bahamian enough to get a passport. Because I don't have nobody alive now to swear. I say, to swear that my people them born here. Just the old affidavits and signatory, which has a government seal. They have it in there, whatever that computer is. Because they print it out and say, see, yes, we have this. We have this, but it's old now. You need to get it notarized to be modern. So I need a Obia man, just so I can raise the dead, to have that done. Let's get this caller before I go. Go ahead, caller.
That's a serious thing, though, Yuri. That's what Bahamians got to go through, boy.
This is what Bahamians got to go through.
Bahamians have to go through that every day.
I feel like an immigrant. Like I ain't belong here. Like yes, I ain't get no deed. I still have deeds. My property. I have deeds from Queen Victoria. Give me land in Spark Creek, Auckland's with my great grandfather name on it, which says Neary, James Neary. James Neary Sr., 2, 3, 4 pieces of land from 1800. I can trace myself. And they say, I can't, the crown grant from the Queen Victoria with the seal, the red ribbon, and her seal there and her signature on it. And they say, I can't get a passport.
Yeah, you, that's bad. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a slap in the face for a Bahamian.
I speak
Bahamian. Bahamian people just go there. And laugh up at them, and that's when you're supposed to go testing. When election time, they're supposed to talk for these things. They don't talk for these things. You know what's being Mrs. Gautier every day, Yuri?
This don't make no sense, though. If I didn't have no passport before, I could say, oh, okay, it's maybe some skullduggery. But I had 6 passports. 6 passports in my lifetime I have had. I presented them my daddy passport. My grandfather passports, you see these are old, they dead now. See the old passports here? And they tell me, Danny, you know, I can't get no passport, they say. I can't get no passport. Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta do a vibe. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.